Thank you for calling BizFi.
Evening, MCC BizFi, Jeff speaking.
Hi, Jeff. This is Anthony.
Hey, Anthony. Hey. So I was looking at, actually, when I was doing the training with Amy and Grant.
Okay.
We were looking at the deal you sent in.
Was it All World Spices?
No, not that. No. Well, I showed them that, but that wasn't
okay. Yeah, they filled me in on that. Was
it was a really large one.
Conversion Services Group, LLC?
Yeah, that one. Okay. Yep. Yeah, they filled you in on that?
No, they have not. Well, I was able to understand the
so
approval for the All World Spices, but...
Yeah, so there's two... So, Conversion Service. There's... You guys send two owners. The female owner, she's not in the tax return that we were able to look, because we looked through it together. We couldn't see her. The gentleman, he's 16% owner. 60% of the business is owned by another entity. Looks like CSG or whatever.
Okay.
Another corp. So since that is the case, we need the tax return for that entity, for that business, and to see who's actually the owners of that business, because that's who's going to have to go on the contract.
Okay. So you would need not only, let me just clarify, Leslie and Gregory.
Well, I don't even know Leslie's ownership, because, I mean, unless I missed it, it's a 1,700-page tax return. I didn't see her anywhere in there. But Greg is only 16% owner. 60% of the majority of that business is owned by another company.
Okay.
Related to this company. It could well be Greg and Leslie.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
We have no way of knowing that.
Okay.
So that is the return we need, because we need to put those owners, whoever they may be, and that legal and DBA along with this legal and DBA on it. Now this is home health care, right?
Yeah, correct. No, so they are a nursing staffing agency. So
they are
a staffing agency then.
More staffing than do they help companies find the staff, or they actually are the company? They are the company that has the staff that they send out to people.
They send out to, yeah, correct. So they
if you're an old person who needs a home health aide, you can call them up and they'll send an aide over. Or they're a third party company that helps you find all your health. If you own a home health care agency and you're expanding and you need 20 new people, you go to them and they help you find 20 more people. Which one?
Yeah, they would help you find 20 more people. So they're a consulting firm that assists healthcare organizations accomplish goals.
So that would be. It's going to be a $300K offer.
Okay. It's good to hear.
Between two and three, we'll put it that way.
Okay.
Yeah, because like I said, we need to get a better idea of the ownership.
Okay, that's understandable.
And really can't give you. It's either going to be 8 or 10 months, and I can't give you a complete answer till I get. Staffing is capped at 8, but obviously due to the size. The time of business is actually only like 2.5 years, 3 years. So that's that's why I can't really make a larger term exception on that.
Okay.
But the biggest thing for us right now is to drill down on the ownership, and then we can actually get a firm offer out there. What are they looking for? What are they looking for exactly?
So on the notes that we have, they're actually looking for the max amount possible. But they want it to be like a minimum of around 2. Yeah, I understand. But to be more specific, they want it to be around a minimum of around 250K.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I mean, now with this, let me think what I can do. One thing we do, and this is something that I can talk to one of the other guys about, or Kara maybe, if you guys are syndicating on the deal, that allows us to go up higher than what our requirements are.
Okay. What I can do is I can go ahead and dig a little deeper about that ownership question you had, specifically the 60%. What I believe is going on is that one of the individuals, I believe her name is Leslie, owns that 60%. It's just through an entity. So I can go ahead and clarify.
We just need the clarification on it.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. I'll go ahead and we'll get that clarified shortly.
Yeah, once we get that out, and then once we get that figured out, I'll look at everything again. I can talk to Kara about the syndication side of it.
Okay.
Because that allows, so like, let's say a deal is capped at 200 for whatever reason.
Sure.
And you, this goes for any ISO, and the merchant wants a higher dollar amount. We're just not able to do it. If you guys put the money, you know, we'll do it because it's, you know, you're basically at, you're taking that added risk with us because in order to get the deal done.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll go ahead and pass it on to the Grant and Amy as well if they're not informed about that.
I mean, that may not be a factor in this deal. Like I said, we'll get a better idea of everything. I can take a stronger look at it. But
absolutely.
That goes. I mean, I just did. Like I just had a trucking deal for another you know company, a sales office as big as you guys, where you know trucking's capped at 150, and they're like, well, no, this guy's not taking anything less than 2. He owns like 40 trucks, whatever. We'll give you 50K if you can do the 200, and then they syndicate, and you know the deal pays off. They get paid the rate also.
Okay. So, yeah, absolutely. If we're not able to use it on this specific deal, then we can you know, we'll go ahead and pass along for future references.
You always have. Yeah, it's something I've been talking to Dean and Kara and Grant and Amy about. You guys always have the option to syndicate on a deal. How you guys work that? Yeah, you know, that's you guys.
Sure.
But yeah, you know, whatever you guys need, I can always talk to Dean on the back end of it.
Okay. Alrighty. Cool. Well, that sounds great. I'll go ahead and pass that information on. Did you have any further questions about this submission or no? Okay.
Nope. All good. Okay. You're good on all world. Hopefully that can close.
Yes, correct. I just passed that on to the sales rep, so they're going to go ahead and speak to the merchant, and we're hoping to proceed with that offer.
Great.
Yeah. So, yeah, thanks for doing what you were able to do, and look forward to working with you in the future.
Yep, happy to help.
Okay. All righty. Well, thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it.
If you need me, if you can just email me, I have my email on my phone.
Okay, that's good to know. Thanks, Jeff. And I'm gonna go ahead and try to get this phone situation figured out too. So
yeah, it's like, all right, cool. Got it fixed. And I call, and I'm like, nope.
Yeah, sorry about that. I don't know what is going on, but I've emailed the IT guy around here, so I'm hoping that we get that situation fixed.
Yeah, I'm sure if your IT guys are anything like mine, I'll talk to you in like a week.
Yeah, exactly. Well, feel free to email me if you want me to be around too.
Sounds good. Have a good night, man.
All right, Jeff. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.